下面我们将目光转向美国，在美国流浪街头越来越困难了。据《赫芬顿邮报》报道呢，美国多个城市出台新规，规定流浪街头是犯罪行为。Huffington Post reports since the Great Recession, many American cities have sought to eradicate homelessness, not so much by giving people shelter, but by making it illegal to be homeless. According to a new report by the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, citywide bans on things that homeless people need to do to survive are on the rise.
Key findings from the Center's survey of 187 U.S. cities show that since 2011, citywide bans on camping in public have increased by 60%, citywide bans on begging have increased by 25%, citywide bans on loitering, loafing, and vagrancy have increased by 35%, and citywide bans on sitting or lying down in particular public places have increased by 43%. That one surprises me, the last one. Sitting down in a public place could, in some cities, this is an American story, I take it. Yeah, it's from the Huffington Post. It's about American cities. So you've got to be careful where you sit. Although I think, to be sensible, I think that the police would recognize the difference between a tourist or resident and homeless person.
Yeah.
And so if you were just sitting there and you're not homeless, you're probably not going to have a problem. And also a ban on sleeping in vehicles. That's increased by 119%, which again I think is surprising. Because sometimes, say if someone's been out to a bar or something late at night, they've had too much to drink and they don't want to drive home. Well, surely it would be the responsible thing to do to sleep in your car on Friday night and drive home perhaps on Saturday afternoon when you've sobered up. But again, that is a crime in many cities in the US now, sleeping in the car.
Yeah, and talking about ban on sitting or lying down in particular public places, I think it mainly refers to maybe the streets rather than the public parks or places like that.
Or sitting
only
on the
streets,
steps,
you cannot.
Yeah, but I mean, when I go to my local shopping centre in China, I sit on the steps sometimes if I'm waiting for somebody.
I do also, yeah.
So, I mean, technically, if we were in some American cities, we'd be breaking the law.
Yeah, and we are committing crime. And Law Center Director Maria Foscarinis said in a press release that there is a severe shortage of affordable housing and a lack of emergency shelter options in the communities, leaving homeless people with no choice but to perform basic acts of survival in public places.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you see homeless people in one country or another, it's kind of visible proof that that society has failed, I think, in some way. Although, having said that, I mean, I know that in some countries in Europe, there are shelters offered for all homeless people. Like in London, for example, every homeless person was promised, and I think it was delivered as well by the Labour Socialist government about 10 years ago, that they'd have somewhere to stay in a hostel. But they don't want to go there because sometimes there can be violence there. And it might be across the other side of the city. How are they going to get there?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a simple solution to sort out this problem of homelessness in various societies.